CBS News special report. The White House meeting between President Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky didn't go well by a long shot. It turned into a shouting match.
You're not in a good position. You don't have the cards right now. With us, you start having
cards.
Right now, you don't have cards.
You're playing cards.
You're gambling with the lives of millions of people. You're gambling with World War III.
CBS's Charlie Daggett believes the Russian president is the winner here.
He will have looked at this with glee. They'll be celebrating. He's tried to draw a division between the United States, the Trump administration, and President Zelensky.
Max Bergman at the Center for International Studies.
Europe, I think, seeing this is going to react with horror. I think increase their efforts to support Ukraine. So to me, this looks like the United States really sidelining itself from leadership in this war and negotiating a settlement.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Cammy McCormick.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Yet another agency is requesting safety improvements at the intersection of U.S. Highway 10 and Wisconsin Highway 186. The Auburndale Joint Fire and Rescue Department joins the ranks of those petitioning the Wisconsin Department of Transportation to conduct a safety study at this intersection. They state the injuries and fatalities at the Highway 10-186 intersection have permanently impacted many people and families, most recently the death of a high school student in December. They also say physical and mental injury is always a possibility to first responders working on these accident scenes. While changes to the construction would not happen right away, they are requesting immediate improvements to include more signage and placement for better visibility at this and other intersections along U.S. Highway 10. At a virtual town hall meeting, Senator Tammy Baldwin answered questions from Wisconsinites about what is happening in Washington, D.C.
We are hearing in the past couple of weeks from over 1,000 Wisconsinites a day.
One of those questions asked about cuts to Medicaid. Senator Baldwin explained that the House of Representatives took up a budget that contemplates $4.5 trillion of tax cuts that disproportionately benefit the top 5% and even more disproportionately benefiting the top 1%. Committees have been instructed to find cuts to the programs they oversee. One of the committees that oversees Medicaid has been instructed to cut nearly $1 trillion of spending.
We know that Medicaid is the target.
72 million Americans rely on Medicaid for their health care. This includes almost a third of all children in the country and over 7 million seniors. Disney's Beauty and the Beast Jr. is playing in Stevens Point tonight. Performances are at the Spash Theater, and you can get your tickets at PlayhousePresents.com. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Wisconsin players headed to the NFL. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports in Indianapolis at the NFL Combine. 300 of the best college football players here to interview and work out for NFL teams. One of them, Badgers safety Hunter Waller, who saw his team fall to 5-7 and miss playing in a bowl game for the first time in 22 years. I asked Waller, who grew up in Muskego, Wisconsin, how concerned is he about the Badgers football program?
It's going in the right direction. I mean, obviously, the last 2 years haven't exactly been what I envisioned, what Coach Fickell has envisioned, but like, Coach Fick's a great coach. I have 100% faith that he's gonna get that program in the right place.
NBA, Bucks with a win over the Denver Nuggets, 121-112. Milwaukee getting help from guys off the bench in the fourth quarter like Kyle Kuzma, Gary Trent Jr.
Yeah, they made a great run for us. That cushion, that momentum, that was huge for us. You know, and again, I think as great as they've been, I think they're going to be so much better a few weeks, a month down the line, which is scary to think.
That's Bucks center Brooke Lopez with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Breezy tonight and partly cloudy, colder, low teens. Sunny for the weekend, highs in the mid-20s Saturday, upper 30s Sunday. Mild to start next week with a chance of showers. Highs well into the 40s Monday, Tuesday. Currently 35 degrees.
Good afternoon, Wisconsin. Welcome to WFHR's Playmakers. Good Friday to you. Hope you're having a great Friday afternoon out there, everybody. Another solo show. Rep a week of solo shows here. All right. I'm not alone. I got all of you out there. Hit us in the numbers. 715-424-2600. Call up and join the conversation. Looking forward to talking with each and every one of you. Feel free to call right up. And want to send a big thank you to our friends right away from the good friends from Family Natural Foods and Quality Plus Printing. A big thank you to them for sponsoring this hour and giving us an opportunity to hang out together. We got good things coming up for you, everybody. We're going to be talking a little River Kings playoffs. The rain begins tonight. We'll also talk some Brewers. Who's going to be calling games for them this year? Have you looked into that? Do you want to talk about it? And they got some other information about the Brewers wanted to talk about as well. Some other places we'll get to as also. But I do want to send a quick reminder. Oh, and we'll get into our schedule and stuff as well. Monday's Playmakers, we're going to be joined by Jake Adams, Assistant General Manager of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Looking forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun. Be talking some baseball. Get to use my new bumper that Seth made for me, the talking baseball bumper. I'll get to use that, and we'll have some fun. We're looking forward to it. Looking forward to a long, fun spring, summer, talking Rafters with you, covering the Rafters. Not only, of course, every pitch, every hit, every win of Rafter baseball will be played right here on WFHR, as it should be. But we'll also be talking with the players a lot more this year. We are going to be having our connection with them has never been stronger. And whether it's talking with Ken, general manager, GM over there at the Rafters, or Jake and the new team that they've got assembled over there with Glenn and Connor, they're looking forward to having the announcers and the players on, getting back to what we used to do around here with the Rafters. It's going to be a lot of fun. That's part of the reason why we got that bumper, by the way. There's a little preview for you. So we'll kick that off on Monday. Should be a lot of fun. And, of course, as I mentioned, we will be talking River Kings. Hopefully, if he's not too busy, they're in playoff mode right now, the River Kings. So I'm not going to bug Coach any more than he needs to be bugged. But we do want to check in, and we'll be checking in with them next week. And hopefully after a couple of wins here this weekend, and they continue this run for the Natties. Because you can only play the games ahead of you, and you don't want to get too far ahead. This team has a hunger, a taste for blood after Nationals last year, and they want to get back there so bad. But you can't get there unless you win these playoffs. So you got to win these first, and I'm sure that they are all locked in on this. And looking forward to talking with Coach next week. I want to kick off talking a little NFL. And Matthew Stafford agreed to restructure his deal to stay with the Los Angeles Rams. That is one of the bigger stories to come up today. This was the first domino that really needed to fall as far as the quarterback carousel and what's going to happen for so many of these teams. To the credit of a lot of the reporting that was going on, most people said this was going to get decided in the next couple of days. So to see it happen a couple of hours after hearing those reports, pretty solid reporting right there. But that happens usually when you got the combine going on. The combine is it's important for a lot of reasons. I don't know how necessary it is anymore. A lot of these players will not throw or run or some of these activities. And most of them shouldn't need to be quite honest. I don't really see the point of it. They're not in pads. The draft is one of my favorite things in the world, but I'll be the first person to admit that a lot of it is outdated. So much so, you look at a guy like, look at the Rams, for instance. They're not the only teams to do this, but Sean McVay, their GM, they're not even there. They got their scouting team there, and they trust them. And it's very similar to a baseball approach and others. But the combine is also a place you go where you're going to mingle, you're going to figure things out, especially if you're a reporter. I think the combine's going to exist as long as humanly possible, mainly for the reporting. These GMs and these guys get together too, and they're able to talk, but I think that it's all, you can make an argument, it's almost just as important, it's maybe more important to the reporters in reporting than anybody when it comes to it. And I don't have any problem with the combine. I don't have a big problem with the draft, in part because I have yet to hear a better solution. The idea of it just being, everybody, you graduate from college and you're instantly a free agent. And when free agency begins, you can, just as much as you can sign a T. Higgins, you can sign, one of these young rookies. I don't feel like that ends well. And I don't know. I, I, is it weird to get rewarded for finishing bad? Well, you're not really being rewarded. There is no guarantees. You still have to develop these players. You still have to. So I don't know. I don't. Until I hear a better system, I can't. It's like a lot of things in life. Like that, hey, that's great. You got a problem with it. You want to bark about it. The NFL draft is archaic, whatever. Drafting's archaic, sure. What else you got? Tell me what the better solutions are. Because I'm listening, and I think that there's you know, bound to be maybe better ideas. But until there is, I'm going to enjoy it. I'll be honest. I love the draft. Very excited about it being here in state. I've never been closer to the draft in my life. And we'll be covering it pretty closely. But with the Stafford signing, this leaves a lot of question marks for a lot of teams. The Raiders were one of the teams that were really looking at Stafford. The Giants were too. I don't know how serious of a contender the Giants were. A lot of these teams are going to bring in quarterbacks. You know, as Sam Darnold, for instance, if he's able to, he's going where the money is. There's no doubt in my mind. Maybe he signs a relatively friendly contract to go with a competitor. That's not far-fetched. And it's not far-fetched to think that he'll stay in Minnesota. But I think the third option is, what is the biggest contract I can get? Because I'm never going to get another deal like this. I'll never sign a contract like this again in my life. So if I'm him, just like Matthew Stafford, you got to be smart about this and you got to get your money. You want to win. Matthew Stafford's playing for a legacy right now. Sam Darnold's playing for to write a legacy, to write, whether a legacy or not, his legacy, and changing that narrative. You did it last season. You got to do it again. That's sports. That's life. Great job last season, man. Sam, you really changed a lot of people's perspectives about you. Now go do it again and do it better and in the playoffs. You know, like that's life. That's how it goes. So I'm curious to see how these things develop. One just real quick thing, if I could just throw this image in your heads real quick. Aaron Rodgers in a Raiders uniform. Oh, that's weird, right? Oh, that is weird looking. Yeah, that is really weird looking. and I don't know that it would happen. But Rodgers being a California kid and wanting to play, especially being able to wrap up his career out west, even if it's Vegas. The Brady ownership of that team now, because he may not be the majority owner, but does anybody think that Tom Brady's walking into the doors and, you know, just keeping to himself? I mean, no. He may not like Bill Belichick very much, but I guarantee you he is stealing from his playbook and using a lot of the things that they did, the Patriot way and all that. I don't know if that would mix with Aaron Rodgers. But at the same time, the Raiders and Rodgers are in a situation of, you got a lot of options. You're not the belle of the ball. You're not going to have an opportunity to really do that. So you got to take what you can get. I'm curious to see where Justin Fields go. I don't know that Justin Fields is an all-pro or anything like that. I also don't deny that Justin Fields is a starting quarterback. I don't think he's a backup. I think he's a starter. And I think he can win you a playoff game. He can get you to the big game. He might even be able to win it with a good defense. I don't see any reason why he couldn't. He's not capable of that with good coaching. I will say, to me, the best coach in the NFL had him last year in Mike Tomlin, and he got benched. Now, that could be because Tomlin prefers veterans or just, you know, a different play style. That could have been part of it. And, you know, Josh Allen changed the narrative of all of this, because now we've seen guys can grow and change, especially a guy like him. There were plenty of people, I would say his senior year in college, saying that, well, this is who he is. He's going to get better as far as understanding the game, but you're not going to teach. He's not going to be able to learn to be more accurate. He's not going to learn to be less reckless. But he did. And to a very high extent. So now all bets are off with any of these quarterbacks. Sam Darnold having a solid year last year. I feel like the NFL is waking up to something that a lot of fans have been talking about for a long time. How, for every Jamarcus Russell,
that you can just look at them and say, well, this guy weighs literally 30 more pounds than he did at the NFL draft. I just saw him 3 months ago, hugging the commissioner, and now he weighs 30 more pounds. And you just look at his body language, his face, like, well, this guy doesn't want to be out there. I don't think he likes this game very much. There's a bust like that. And then there's a guy like, Sam Darnold or Baker Mayfield or some of these players that, hey, you're going to give up on them. That's all the fuel they needed to shine. Or maybe the whole time they just needed a good coaching staff. They keep recycling these coaches. They keep in the same old coaches. And if it's not that, it's parody. Oh, this worked? Sean McVay worked out? Well, let's go ahead and hire the next Sean McVay. Except he ain't. And you end up like, San Diego, Los Angeles, Anaheim Chargers. And you're fortunate to get a Jim Harbaugh, but you wasted some big years there of a young quarterback on a good deal. I think more times than not, it comes down to coaching. And that being said, where is your confidence with the Green Bay Packers going into free agency and going into the NFL draft? Free agency begins at 4 o'clock Wednesday, March 12th, so a couple weeks from now. And there are certainly some big names out there. But I asked a friend of mine this afternoon, and I thought his answer was interesting, and I want to ask all of you. If you are Brian Gutekunst, and you have an opportunity here, you can make a move. You can bring in a DK Metcalf, a T. Higgins, somebody like that. Or you can bring in a Myles Garrett or a Max Crosby. You can bring in a big fish, but you can only bring one. Because I do feel like that is the position the Packers are in right now. A lot can change, and that is a smart front office, I think. So I would not be shocked to be able to see, maybe not a DK Metcalf, but they do bring in T. Higgins and still make a move for a big free agent or a big defensive player. But you only got so many picks, and this is not a team that can afford to do a Minnesota Viking deal and send four number one picks over or something like that for Herschel Walker. The part of why Green Bay is so good and so smart, whether you like it or not as Packer fans, they're playing for today as much as tomorrow. They have to. They're the smallest market in all of sports. The arguments that I make about the Milwaukee Brewers not spending money or they should do more in free agency or anything like that, it's almost the opposite for me with Green Bay, where when they do make moves like bring in a Josh Jacobs or Xavier McKinney, I'm there clapping. I wouldn't say stunned, but what they're able to do with that franchise, where they are located and how difficult it can be to bring in free agents, it's impressive. It is nothing short of impressive. And I don't think you'll see anything else like it in all of sports. And once again, this is coming from me, Chicagoan. So, but game recognized game, and you respect what is good. And to me, that's the best run, maybe the best run organization in sports, in all of sports, the Green Bay Packers. You can make a good argument that there's other franchises that are worth more, sure, but that brings in the debate. What are we talking about here? Are we talking about a team building a team that is financially sound and is competitive? Or are you talking about a team that's just financially sound? Because if that's the case, then the Dallas Cowboys have been winning championships left and right. There's no franchise worth more. On the field, I can't tell you the last time I was ever intimidated by that team. Again, my team better than most. Anytime the Bears have played the Dallas, I have not been worried one second. Now, I'm not saying that I thought we were going to win, but I wasn't worried that it was going to be an embarrassment or something like that. And that is probably the last 20-some years. This team in Green Bay has to play for both. And if you are in that GM position, what do you do? What would you like to do? What would you like to see them do? Where do you think you can make the bigger impact? So as we are going back and forth, he chose a wide receiver, a top-notch wide receiver. We're not talking about somebody who's going to be picked up a couple weeks into free agency. We're talking a true number one wide receiver, like Philly bringing in A.J. Brown. You bring somebody like that in to pair with Jordan Love, what does that do? Now, for me, I am a defensive kid. I grew up on defense, and I love defense. I played wide receiver. I was a kick and punt returner, but I look glowingly at defenses, and I don't see many teams that win Super Bowls, let alone playoff games, that don't have a punch in the mouth defense. They're a young defense in Green Bay, but I there are certain things you're going to see pretty early on in a career. And at this point, I don't see one. I see some good players on that defense, some players that anybody would love to have on their team. I'm looking at Edgerrin Cooper. I'm looking at some other players on that team. But I don't know how, with a straight face, you can tell me any one of those players is going to develop into Micah Parsons or TJ Watt. You see this stuff pretty early on the defensive line, on the linebacker position. I'm not saying it never happens. But it's hard for me to imagine that one of these guys is going to come up and that's the playmaker. That's the guy that they're showing the face when Monday Night Football and the Green Bay Packers are playing and they're showing a defensive player and that's the face of the defense. That's the guy that they're showing. Who is that for Green Bay? So I was leaning more towards, hey, if you can get Myles Garrett, if you can get Max Crosby, you do what you got to do to get him. There's obviously within reason, but I mean, there's ways to make that happen. And you work that, you keep them on the phone until, if you're on the phone with them for 24 hours, you keep them on the phone until you make that deal. But he brought up a good point about, you know, bringing in a wide receiver and how the Packers have not had a true number one wide receiver. Davante Adams is certainly an amazing wide receiver and very good. Some of the smarter feet you've seen in the NFL. I love a self-made player. I think Davante Adams is a lot of that. But Davante Adams didn't come into the NFL as a true number one or anything. And certainly, I don't want to say that he was made a number one through Aaron Rodgers, but that was pretty evident in some ways, even when he was working with Derek Carr, although he had some great games over there when he was with the Raiders. So I think it's a good argument. And one thing I'll say, you bring in Max Crosby and Myles Garrett, that's great. But what are you going to do on the other side? Because they're going to be double blocking that guy. And we've seen that you can double block these people and they still make plays. So I'm not saying that it still wouldn't make the defense better. But if you only can make one move, you look at the wide receiver position. And if you tell me that on opening day, Jordan Love is going up to snap with a DK Metcalf or somebody like of that realm, you know, standing aside him, lined up, arms down, ready to go. That's not only a game changer for Jordan Love and that offense. A great player on offense excels everybody up. Rising tide raises all boats. I believe more on offense than on defense. On defense, one guy's great. You need you need more than that. On offense, it's not like it's a different argument. Last year, you could see that with Josh Jacobs, but that's part of my point. You see what Josh Jacobs, Derrick Henry, and obviously Saquon Barkley did for their said offenses. All of these offenses were good. They were good before these guys came to town. They were made great by having these players. You got the running back. You got some nice receivers. You got some great tight ends. Great those. I feel like you're set a tight end. But you could use a guy that defenses are afraid of. They're not easy to come by, and it's going to cost. But that's the situation you're in. And it's a good problem to have. There are teams that would kill to be in this position. I'm very familiar with one of them. But what would you do? You're Goody. You can make that call. It's going to be interesting to see, especially with a lot of the news coming out of Cincinnati, that right now it's a smokescreen. Does anybody believe that the Cincinnati Bengals, the most mom-and-pop franchise in all of sports, is going to keep all three of these players? I think that's a little far-fetched. But if there's even a realm of possibility, yeah, I think that's a darn good idea. I think that's a darn good call. I will also say, on the defensive side, say you miss out, you do bring in that receiver, and you're not able to bring in one of these big fish on the defensive side of things. Say Cleveland does hold their ground and they don't trade Myles Garrett. Max Crosby works things out. Him and Tom Brady become buddies, and he's not going anywhere. If I'm Green Bay, I don't mean you have to go after him day one. I don't know if everybody knows this story or not, but there's a great story about Lovie Smith on literally the first minutes of free agency beginning. I think it was at midnight or something like that, showing up at Julius Peppers' house. And just they didn't know each other beforehand. He didn't just show up, but something like that along those lines. If I'm Green Bay, I'm something close to that with Khalil Mack. I will admit I'm a little biased on this one. I've been a big fan of Khalil Mack since I saw him in person at NIU. Buffalo and NIU played, and he stood out. Just an amazing player, a great locker room guy, and older, definitely older. He's I don't know he's going to be able to give you a full game, but he shouldn't have to either. Most defenses these days are in a rotation business, and he's still got some good, at least a good year or two in him. Now, you can bring in some guys like that. You can bring in a guy like, not just him, but you bring in him and somebody else or something. Now we're talking. And you got something there. Maybe you snag an Amari Cooper and you bring in Khalil Mack and stuff. These are not the big fish that maybe a lot of, are going to get the headlines and a lot of people might get really excited about. But this is more along the lines of what I'm talking about. Khalil Mack will punch you in the mouth. Khalil Mack is ask any NFL player that has ever been hit by Khalil Mack. This guy does not take plays off. This guy does not know how to go, at third speed or something like that. That's the kind of player I'm talking about. There are certainly guys that hit harder than other guys, but it's not that Micah Parsons or T.J. Watt or Myles Garrett or Max Crosby, that they hit that much harder than the next guy. They're that much smarter. They're that much more in tune. They've worked at this that much more. As defensive players, they come into the NFL with this skill set. Okay, I can swim move. I can hump punch, that punch or different things. And then they learn. Okay, I got this technique now, and I got this technique now, and they just add to that arsenal. These guys have been able to do that. So it's a big drop-off between one of those big names and a Khalil Mack, but it's along the lines of what you need to do. Very interested to see. I'm curious to know if you guys, how confident you are in the Packers in drafting. I've heard a number of people talk about how, well, they don't feel really good about their first or second round picks, but they nail it in the later rounds. So should they trade out of the first round? Should they? I'm half kidding. But I mean, it's also cheaper contracts. The lower you go into the draft and everything, and it's not like there isn't plenty of talent. And the NFL draft this year is almost exactly like the Oscars this Sunday. It's just wide open. Nobody knows who there's no consensus number one, number two, or number three pick. The Oscars this weekend, I've heard everybody making predictions of this person and this person. I hear that the lead role for actor in a lead role, male actor in a lead role. I've heard the new one that there's going to be a split between Chalamet and Brody. And somebody else is going to win it. I mean, the NFL draft is a very similar thing right now, where nobody knows who's going number one and what's going to happen. And as our teams are not necessarily in the top five or anything like that, I find this kind of fun. I find it kind of exciting. I could imagine it could be nerve-wracking if you were a Tennessee fan. If you're a Cleveland Brown fan, every day of your life is nerve-wracking. I'm kidding. I'm joking, but not too much. Not too much. I say that as a former Brown lover. I used to love the Browns. I used to really like that team. And the moving to Baltimore didn't bother me. I still, you know, thought that they'd get a team eventually. They got that team back, and I was very excited for them. They are my AFC team. But the new ownership and the Deshaun Watson trade, which is the worst trade possibly in sports history. Do you know how bad a trade has to be to make us look at the Herschel Walker trade and be like, well, yeah, but it wasn't as bad as this Deshaun Watson thing. Just worst trade in history. And I feel for that fan base because they didn't ask for that. They don't deserve that. They got great people in Cleveland. Really good people in Cleveland. Still got some friends out that way. That franchise doesn't deserve it, but I can't do anything but laugh at them until they have new ownership. Which honestly isn't that much different than my own team. We're going to take a timeout. We will come back and hopefully take some of your calls. We will also come back, talk a little baseball, and talk some Brewers with you, River Kings, Rafters, plenty more. Talk some WIA brackets, too. We got games going on tonight. How you feeling about them? Are you going to make it to any of these games, whether it's the WIA playoffs or if you're going to make it to the River Kings game tonight? Want to hear from you? Call up and let us know. We'll be back with more show. Thanks to our friends at Family Natural Foods and Quality Plus Printing on Playmakers.
Feeling overwhelmed by confusing information on natural supplements? Want to learn more about their incredible benefits? Join Family Natural Foods at 5:15 p.m. on Thursday, March 13th. Brian Hall is the visionary CEO of True Grace, a company dedicated to crafting nutrient-dense products that promote the health of both individuals and our planet. Don't miss this opportunity to ask your burning questions and discover effective ways to manage stress, immunity, and digestive health through nature's offerings. FamilyNaturalFoods.com.
Step into the new year with a fresh style crafted just for you. Stand out and set trends with Quality Plus Printing and Wham Incorporated. Create custom sports apparel that reflects your personality, elevate your wardrobe, and showcase your unique flair. When you look great, you boost your performance. This year, invest in yourself and stride onto the court, field, or track with unmatched confidence. Powered by Quality Plus Printing and Wham Incorporated.
Hi, this is Beth, your new host for The Kitchen is Open, the award-winning show within the morning show. Each Monday morning at 9 a.m., we'll tackle topics, teach techniques, and tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners with insight on what it takes to make it in the food industry. Listen as I work with James, Seth, and others as we learn, laugh, and have fun. The Kitchen is Open. Same kitchen, new host.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Breezy tonight and partly cloudy, colder, low teens. Sunny for the weekend, highs in the mid-20s Saturday, upper 30s Sunday. Mild to start next week with a chance of showers. Highs well into the 40s Monday, Tuesday. Currently 35 degrees.
Welcome back, everybody. Playmakers here, Friday afternoon with you. I was going to say Friday night. Is it Friday night or Friday afternoon? It's already 5:30. Let's say Friday night. Phone lines are wide open. Hit us in the numbers. 715-424-2600. Love to hear from you. Call up and join the conversation. Otherwise, thanks for hanging out with us. Your host, James, behind the mic. I'm the one, natural one, make it easy. We're going to talk baseball in a moment, talk some Brewers and Rafters. We'll wrap up talking some River Kings, but I did want to wrap up our previous conversation a little bit, talking free agency and the Green Bay Packers. Interesting article out of ESPN from Aaron Schultz about the 2025 free agency class and some of the picks, some of the moves that could happen with teams that maybe not the biggest headline you might see, but interesting headlines nonetheless, and could very well help these teams. There's a, you know, the focus is on the NFC North, of course, and some interesting signings there. But the one that stood out to me was the idea that the Green Bay Packers could bring back a familiar face in Raul Douglas. Douglas spent a couple of seasons as an important part of Packers defense, according to him, just reading from his article here, before he was traded to Buffalo in the middle of 23. Douglas would be an upgrade, some would say, at the corner position. And you certainly got holes over there because I don't think you're definitely not going to see the same starting cornerbacks in 2024 that you're going to see in 2025. You're definitely not going to see that. The Jair Alexander thing is got a question mark on it right now. But if I'm a betting man, I don't think he's going to ever be in a Green Bay uniform again. I don't think so. But we'll see. And who knows? Stranger things have certainly happened. But I thought the idea of Raul Douglas re-signing with Green Bay was interesting. And certainly couldn't disagree with the upgrade part of it. And the need, because whatever happens with those, even if the Packers do bring back Stokes and Alexander, how confident do you think that they can feel in that? They got to bring in, if not drafting a corner, bringing in more free agents. We'll see. Taking a look at Brewer baseball. Brewers not victorious today in Cactus League and spring training and everything, but getting at-bats and getting these pitchers warmed up and everything, and that's what it's really all about. Wins and losses in the preseason then, you know, and all this don't really matter. But it is a great opportunity for these players and for the front office and these announcers to get their grounding, you know, to get their footing in. And for those that don't know, Josh Maurer is entering his second season with the Brewers. The broadcast team joined last February. On 2022, actually, in February 2022. He will call the road games with Lane Grindle when Jeff Levering is going to be on the television broadcast. Certainly going to sound a lot different this year. But I also think that one of the cool things that can happen here, especially in the Midwest and with sports in general, is kind of the way people embrace, you know, Josh and his work and supporting him. You know, he's got to bring it. He's got the biggest shoes since Vin Scully to fill. And you can make even some arguments as gigantic as Vin Scully was. Do you think Vin Scully is going to be on the Mount Rushmore of California sports? That's a big list. There's a lot of people that would be on that list. I'm not saying he wouldn't be, but off the top of my head, I'm not saying it's a guarantee. It's a guarantee that Bob Uecker is on the Mount Rushmore Hall of Fame here in Wisconsin. You could put him right next to Lombardi. That's actually kind of a cool image, isn't it? Vince Lombardi and Bob Uecker hanging out? Come on, I want to be a part of that conversation. That sounds like, I didn't mean to do that, but all of a sudden now I got that in my head, and that sounds like that would be awesome. I want to have coffee with those guys. Have a beer with them. Maurer does a nice job. And it's, you never, they always say you don't want to be the guy to follow the guy, to follow the man. But you take these opportunities where you can get them. And for my money, there's not 30 great announcers out there. I think they got a good one. It'll be great to see him and how he you know, adapts to this. I do think, for those that didn't see, I did see a really cool tweet the other day from him. He was at the game, the Arizona game. Nice touch by the Arizona Diamondbacks at the visiting communication seat in the press box at Salt River Fields. They left a picture of Bob Uecker with some flowers. It's the class of baseball that still exists with a lot of these teams. I don't think, well, Arizona Diamondbacks, they're a newer team or something. There's still baseball. I think that's pretty cool. It's going to be interesting. Now, and I know I'll be listening with I hope not a judgmental ear. I'm not going to just say that, oh, I'm not going to be judgmental or anything like that. I take announcing a little more serious than I think I should. And I have a high bar for it. I will say, I think that much like a lot of things, and I'm going to sound like old man yelling at cloud, but I happened to grow up in the 80s and 90s when it just felt like we had a ton of great announcers. There were so many great announcers in every sport. And the bar was set. I mean, I heard the greats. One of my first experiences being out in California was listening to Vin Scully call a game. Euchre or Steve Stone or some of the guys in baseball that I really enjoyed listening to growing up. The football announcers. Any one of them, pick one. They were all amazing. They were all really good at it. I don't feel like that is the case anymore. There are times now when I hear an announcing team and I groan. There's good announcers. I have a high bar for it, and I admit that. We'll see how it goes. Another interesting article at MLB.com. A trio of rotation arms use upcoming free agency as extra motivation for the Milwaukee Brewers. Brandon Woodruff, Nelson Cortez, and Aaron Civil. I apologize, I'm not pronouncing his last name right. We're all in action Thursday. And great to say that, first off, about Brandon Woodruff. Brandon Woodruff was in action, was pitching in live time. Now, he's still easing into things, and as is Nelson Cortez and stuff, but got some interesting pieces going on there. And all of these guys, incredibly motivated for different reasons, but very, very motivated. And we're talking about a team in the Milwaukee Brewers. Well, I understand the frustration of not bringing in a big name or being more active even in free agency. Not even big names, just bringing in more bats or arms or what have you. I think that they have made some good moves. I do think I still, this is going to be played back in my face. I know it, and I don't care. I really do think that Nelson Cortez come August. And not August, later in the year even, you're going to be really happy to have him on the Brewers. And more happy than you are Devin Williams. I think that's a trade that people are going to feel good about no matter what here in Milwaukee, in Wisconsin. I'm excited for Brandon Woodruff. Now, bodies are bodies, and we'll see what happens here. But we have seen pitchers come back from much worse than this. And, you know, get that low ERA again. Have that high velocity still. Or get smarter as a pitcher. This is a team that is not coming into this season limping in. This is a hungry team. A team that has unfinished business. And is bringing back a lot of, if not all of the same pieces. Outside of a Willy Adames and something. And I'm not underplaying that or anything. I know he was a fan favorite. And I know a lot of people liked him. You can throw this again back in my face too. I wouldn't have given him that money. I don't think Willy Adames was worth the money that he signed for. And I wish him the best. And you get your money, man. Get that contract. Sign that money. But if I'm a Milwaukee Brewer fan and I see that number, I don't want him to go until I see that number. Then I'm like, okay, thank you. Do you need a ride to the airport, Mr. Adames? Do you? Because not worth it to me. There's too many pieces that you need for any team, let alone a team that... This is an interesting thing. You want your team to spend money, but especially if for them, they've got a ceiling, even though there is no cap. They have a cap in their own heads, in their own books. You want them to spend money, but, I mean, you got to be smart about this. Because say they sign Adames... And they have a down season. Well, then they get to just point to that and say, well, look what happens when we spend money. Because while Willy Adames is a great piece, that's a piece that you not only can you live without because of the depth that you have and some of the young players you have at those positions, but you need that money in other places. I think that you can live with it. You can be all right with it. especially once you see some of these younger players and some of the moves that they're making there and whatever else they do. But this is a team that's coming in with hunger and a pennant. And if even one or two of those arms that I just mentioned work out, that's a strong starting rotation, especially in today's Major League Baseball. I think there's some things to be excited about with this season. It's certainly some, no matter what, some interesting storylines to be listening to. It's a long season. Even with all these things I said and them working out, there's still going to be times where you're 30 games into the season and like, okay, well, this is still interesting to me, or this is still exciting to me. Do want to mention that a couple of our affiliates here at Civic Media will be carrying Brewer games for you this year. You download that Civic Media app, and it is just a flip to get to them. Couldn't be easier for you. Love that app. Shout out to our team and the nice work they did on that thing. I don't care if it sounds biased coming from me. I know I work here, but it is a great app, and it works really well. I was last night wanting to, you know, in a busy night, wanted to catch some of the game that was going on over on WIRI. A shout out to the gang over there for calling that one, and a great job by Laura running the board. Wish it would have worked better for Assumption. Would have liked to have won that game, but still. I flipped through that, and then I want to catch WFHR, make sure we're doing okay over here and everything's running good. Boom, boom, boom. Just as seconds it took me. Not even seconds, really. And was able to download the app and catch Brewer games this year. We'll be sure to let you know who's going to be covering them, when they're going to be being played, and where you can catch them. And, of course, you don't got to flip around the dial for Rafter Baseball. Nah, right here. Right where it belongs. You'll be able to take Rafter Baseball with you wherever you go with that Civic Media app. A big shout out to our friends over at the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Really excited for Rafter Baseball. But I'm getting ahead of myself. And I made a promise to myself when I got back in radio here about 9-10 years ago, whatever it was. You know, not that I ever did this before, but in my previous job, you got to sell. You got to sell a little bit more in radio, in music radio. It's a little bit more about personality. It's a little more pomp and circumstance and all those exciting things. And old school radio voices. Some of that. So I will never lie to you guys. All I can think about is River Kings hockey. Everything I've been talking about today that is not involved with River Kings hockey. I believe in and I think of all these things that I'm talking about, but in the back of my mind, I'm over at the Southwood County Rec Center with our Kings getting ready to defend the rain. You're going to come for the King. You best not miss. Playoffs start tonight, baby. You going to the game? Get on over there. Show them what home ice advantage is. Still got time. Puck drops at 7. You get plenty of time. Get on over there. Dress warm. And have some fun. There is nothing like playoff hockey. You don't have to take my word for it. You got it. Wherever you are here in Rapids or in central Wisconsin, you are minutes away from playoff hockey. You go check it out yourself. You'll see exactly what I mean. I promise you, you'll come in Monday like, all right, James, you knew exactly what you're talking. You may not agree with me about much, if anything. And you may never in your life say, James was right about this. This is one thing I'm right about. You may experience playoff football, playoff basketball, playoff baseball. Those are all amazing in their own way. There is nothing like playoff hockey on every level. And it's happening tonight with our Kings. Follow the Boys of Winter as they continue to build hockey up and down the river. Get your tickets at riverkingshockey.com. And win or lose, let's make sure these boys know how much we appreciate them. One of the things that is never lost on us, I think, as a community, as much as we love to win, we have already won. These kids chose us, chose our teams, chose our coaches, chose our front offices. Their families chose this to play here. That's a tip of the hat to all of you. That's a tip of the hat to this community. And these organizations, certainly. So excited. Puck's going to drop in like an hour and a half. Not even an hour and a half. Somewhere around there. Yeah, it's going to be fun. Let me know if you're going to the game or what you're up to tonight. What are you looking forward to in the sports calendar this weekend? We are going to be getting into our sports calendar when we get back here on Playmakers at WFHR.
Step into the new year with a fresh style, crafted just for you. Stand out and set trends with Quality Plus Printing and Wham Incorporated. Create custom sports apparel that reflects your personality, elevate your wardrobe, and showcase your unique flair. When you look great, you boost your performance. This year, invest in yourself and stride onto the court, field, or track with unmatched confidence. Powered by Quality Plus Printing and Wham Incorporated.
Feeling overwhelmed by confusing information on natural supplements? Want to learn more about their incredible benefits? Join Family Natural Foods at 5:15 p.m. on Thursday, March 13th. Brian Hall is the visionary CEO of True Grace, a company dedicated to crafting nutrient-dense products that promote the health of both individuals and our planet. Don't miss this opportunity to ask your burning questions and discover effective ways to manage stress, immunity, and digestive health through nature's offerings. FamilyNaturalFoods.com.
Emergency medical unit, respond to 102 Maple Avenue, possible stroke victim.
When stroke occurs, you have 60 minutes to win or lose the race of your life. There are new treatments, but you must get to a hospital fast. If you suddenly feel weakness on one side, have trouble speaking, walking, or seeing, it could be a stroke. Call 911. Get to a hospital. Because how you spend the next 60 minutes could determine how you spend the rest of your life. Stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. A message from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll take a look back at the Badger basketball game over the weekend and also find out whether we still have a country. If we do, join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Blue Monday has been a thing ever since a British psychologist came up with it 20 years ago.
Today is a day to rewrite the lyrics to Blue Christmas.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'll have a Blue Monday when it's cold.
Nice, nice. That is my new favorite thing.
Yes.
Right there. That was awesome.
See you in the bumpers.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Breezy tonight and partly cloudy, colder, low teens. Sunny for the weekend, highs in the mid-20s Saturday, upper 30s Sunday. Mild to start next week with a chance of showers. Highs well into the 40s Monday, Tuesday. Currently 35 degrees.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning. Oh, darn it, I did it. Oh, I was doing so good this week. Oh, I did it on purpose. I'm sorry. I was just having fun. It was a little too obvious, wasn't it? Yeah. Welcome back to Playmakers, everybody. Wrapping up our live content for the week. We had some fun. I want to thank everybody that joined us this week. Guests, callers, co-hosts on all of our shows. It's been a lot of fun. Special thanks to Pam Hilke and the amazing scheduling that she does around here. The heart of WFHR. Appreciate you, Pam. Late hours she puts in around here. Going to be some late hours for our Assumption girls tonight. Number 8, Loyola, coming to town to take on your Wisconsin Rapids Assumption girls. That game is one to keep an eye on, certainly because it's playoffs, and that's always exciting. But the outcome of that game will determine if we have a game for you tomorrow. If Assumption wins on our sister station, WIRI, we will have Assumption girls hosting whoever wins in the other side of the bracket. Randy and Seth will have that game for you. Shout out to both of them working hard this weekend. We appreciate you. On paper, it does look like Assumption should win this game, but you never know. And I am very confident the coaching staff and those ladies are not taking this team lightly and loyal. So we'll see. Back-to-back nights, though, that is impressive. It's just the way they play basketball on every level is always impressive to me. So here's hoping, knocking on wood, that we got Assumption basketball for you on 105.5 WIRI tomorrow, starting at 6:50. On Sunday, Wisconsin men's basketball at Michigan State. Maybe the biggest game of the season, well, certainly the biggest game of the season to this point. Hoping to play some much bigger games going forward. But this is where you test the mettle. This is the kind of game you can see what you're made of and how your team handles this. I'm going to be all glued to that game. And I don't have to travel far. I can just listen on the Civic Media app. I'll be able to catch every dribble. Looking forward to it. And later on Sunday at 5:30, we got Wisconsin men's hockey in a very unique and special game. I say game a little loosely, but it's the U.S. National Development Team that program that the Badgers will be facing. And this is going to be, you know, you want to win these games and stuff, but it's a great opportunity to see, be seen by a lot more scouts and get a great opportunity for these kids. And we'll have that game for you at 5:30. That means that we'll cut into our original program, Sunday night programming. Depending on when it ends, we may have a last week's Unlabeled to play for you. Does look like we are good. We will be having new programming for you on Sunday coming up. If not next week, the following week. I have to double check looking at the sports schedule. But I know that Seth and I recorded the new Director's Playhouse this week. We had coming up in just a couple minutes, Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. We had Pete on with us. Great conversation. Pete's a great guy. And man, what a life he has lived. We had a lot of fun talking to Pete as we continue our civic series. Looking forward to interviewing more of our great team here at Civic Media, as well as our staff here at WFHR. Still got some more interviews to do with those guys. And we'll be talking about this on Monday's Playmakers. We'll be back at this on Monday, 5 to 6. Looking forward to hanging out with you. You guys had a chance to rest your voices tonight. That's fine. But we'll need you calling in on Monday. And we're looking forward to it. And we'll be talking about some playoff wins, hopefully. Again, knocking on wood. And I'm only doing that because my mother does that. I'm not even superstitious. The woman had warped my brain so much. I'm saying that with love. I'm saying it with love. But Assumption Girls, our River Kings. Got Lincoln in action. A lot of playoffs going on in town. So we'll be talking about that on Monday. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, we will also be joined by Assistant GM of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Jake Adams is going to be joining us. We'll be talking with Jake about some exciting things they got going on over there. Keep an eye on their social media as well, everybody. They're going to be breaking some news, I believe, tomorrow. We'll be talking about it on Monday. Oh, it's exciting. Some really fun things going on. They've had some great front office people at the Rafters. We've really had a great relationship with them for a long time. And I go back, I still, every once in a while, will talk with Andy Francis and some people from the announcing teams of the past. Still keep in touch with all those guys. One of the cool things about bringing in new blood, if you will, is new ideas, a new approach to things, and just seeing things different from a different angle. It's not a better angle or anything. It's just a different one. And that means a lot of exciting stuff for you guys, you fans out there. This is going to be a competitive team. This is going to be a team that's playing for wins. But they're going to make darn sure that you're having a good time as well and enjoying it. Get your tickets and find out more at northwoodsleague.com. Follow your Rafters on social media, just like you're following your Kings. Excited about playoff hockey tonight with our River Kings. 7 o'clock puck drop over at the Southwood County Rec Center. Get your tickets for that. And as far as the sports calendar and what's going on this weekend, I'm trying to think of what I'm most excited about. And the River Kings hockey, that's easily number one. And it's probably number one and number two. But like some of our callers and some of you guys out there, and really a lot of the nation as it shifts gear to basketball and more so college basketball, very excited about that. But I am looking at the NBA still. Can't help it. I'm curious to see how this plays out. Because right now you've got the Celtics and Cleveland and Oklahoma City as pretty much everybody crowning one of those teams in the finals. And I none of it would surprise me. I don't disagree with any of those choices. But I just feel like there's a dark horse out there that could sneak in. And I'm just going to say it. And I'm saying this after the game that he had last night and the way they've been playing since the trade that they made. But my dark horse for all of this, the Golden State Warriors. A team that on paper, you know, should not have a chance at this. Their team is old. But in the playoffs, man, it matters. It certainly matters. There's a lot of games, but the experience and Steph Curry, I cannot count that guy out. I count LeBron James out more than Steph Curry, and that's not a shot at LeBron. That's just the type of game that they play. And again, that energy, the older you get, the less energy you have. A little bit easier with Steph's game. Should be interesting. It's been a fun week. Thanks so much, everybody, for joining us. Really appreciate you. Have a good weekend. Be good to each other.
This is Locally Grown Radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News special report. Today's White House meeting between President Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky was confrontational almost from the beginning.
You got to be more thankful, because let me tell you, you don't have the cards. With us, you have the cards. But without us, you don't have any cards.
Analyst Beth Noble.
I can't remember ever seeing an American leader dress down an ally like this in the Oval Office in front of the cameras. President Trump and Vice President Vance hardly let Ukrainian President Zelensky say anything as they accused him of being ungrateful for American support and of trying to set off a third world war.
Zelensky later on Fox said he wouldn't be apologizing.
No, first of all, we want peace. That's why I'm in the United States.
High-level administration sources tell CBS News that there have been discussions about whether the U.S. will keep sending military aid to Ukraine. CBS News Special Report, I'm Cammy McCormick.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mix.